That sound means it's time for Talking Books with Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library, who joins us here in the studio. How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm good. We missed you last week. So
yeah.
It's exciting to have you back.
Oh, it's exciting to be back.
To be back, yeah.
Because I was totally, I've been prepping for days.
Oh,
for
yeah,
this
no,
show.
Of course, yeah. As with everything.
I'm so glad you emailed me a half an hour ago
and said,
hey,
remember
what are we going to talk about in 30 minutes? And I said,
that's
we're going to be on the radio.
Thing.
It's Wednesday. So it's the holiday. It's the short week.
That's true.
In
Everyone's
my mind, it's Tuesday.
Thrown off. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
No, that's 100% true.
Actually, in my mind, it's Friday. But.
I keep thinking today is Thursday in my head, which has scared me a couple of times because I'm going to be filling in for Ron on the morning show on Thursday of this week. So tomorrow morning.
That's tomorrow morning.
But like I've had a couple of experiences today where I'm like, oh, it's Thursday. Oh, God, I was supposed to be at the station. What did they do?
Everybody's,
oh, wait, no, it's Wednesday. Right. Everything's fine. Everything's
Long
fine.
Weekend, yeah. Holiday, or seasonal changes. Who knows what's happening? But I'm here now.
That's good. So what's going on? We got summer reading coming up.
It is summer reading time.
Yes.
Summer reading, yes.
Now that Memorial Day has come and gone, that is the unofficial start to the summer season. So we're in summer now.
We are in summer.
Regardless of what the sun tells us.
And regardless of kids having to still get up and go to school for 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah.
So that's the brutal thing. We have friends in different places whose summer has... Like, school has ended. You know, school ends before Memorial Day, which seems freakishly early.
Where does that happen?
I think that was a Kansas thing. I think they get out earlier there.
I've never been in a place where school stopped before, like, mid-June. Like, even here, what does it end? Like a
June 8th. But who's counting?
Yeah.
I mean, not me.
But, like, I went to school in Michigan, and we went until, like, mid-June. So June 8th, even that seems early for me. But.
Well, now, so for me growing up, we always started school after Labor Day.
Oh,
and nobody does that.
No.
School starts much earlier. So, yes, it's Memorial Day has come and gone, and now everybody, summer is starting.
Yep.
And that is our busiest season. We go bonkers in the summer. In fact, after this, I'm presenting at part of the council budget session later, and we pulled some numbers about our summer programming. And I believe it is, in an average summer, over 10,000 kids come to just over 150 programs.
Wow.
In the course of 3 months. So that's not even like the summer reading challenge. 10,000 kids come to 150 programs. So our staff has been really, really busy. So summer reading, you can officially start signing up on the 1st.
All right.
Which is on Friday.
Friday, yes.
June 1st. So that's when you can come in, sign up, get your log, start reading, or take the challenge, start reading. But the real fun comes next Friday, which is our summer reading kickoff party, which is where you and I believe, first met.
First
and the
met.
Genesis of this show,
yes,
the origin
it happened
story
right
of this
outside
show.
The library.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
I think we may have met like once before that.
Right.
I think you might have come on the air as like, oh, the new director of the Chapel Hill Public Library. But we really like made that connection.
That's right.
That kismet.
The what? The kismet.
The kismet.
Yes. I don't even know what that word means. What does that word mean?
Fate?
Like magical,
I don't know. Magical
pixie
thing.
Dust,
there was like
kismet.
A kids like dice game called kismet that my... like grandparents had that I used to play every so often. That's what that comes from for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, we met at this kickoff party.
What are we talking about?
Kickoff party.
Kickoff party, yes.
Friday
next
the 8th.
Friday. It's always on the last day of school. So this is, I think, the 5th annual summer kickoff party. And I'm a little sad. I mean, I'm happy because my younger nephew is graduating high school, but I'm a little sad because I won't be at the kickoff party the first time ever. But lots of other people will be there. Fun stuff. We have community vendors. We have popcorn. We have ice cream. We have games. We have this general theme of tied into our Explore More project. So we have all kinds of fun stuff. It's always hot as heck and nobody cares because it's still fun.
Yes.
We have things like a misting tent. Last year, we had this awesome little mini dunk booth chair, which I think we might be hauling out again.
Well, especially if it's going to be hot, you might as well, right? Yeah.
So I'm going to pull up the time because I will get it wrong, and then my staff will text me, so I'm trying to avoid They're currently grabbing their phone to text me.
You should text her anyway, just anything
just
at all.
Just do it.
Just send her a whole bunch of texts all at once. Go for it. Do it now.
I'm looking it up on the website to make sure I get the time right. Where is it? There it is. 2 till 6.
From 2 till 6.
Awesome. Yes. So that is the official kickoff to the Summer Blast. But of course, the one part of that is summer reading, which you can start signing up for this Friday. And what we do every year is we challenge kids, teens, and adults to read at least 20 hours this summer.
Cool.
And when you sign up, you get a prize. And when you get to the halfway mark, you get a prize. And when you finish, you get a prize.
Nice.
And the prizes
are
awesome.
Yeah.
And there you have it. So
super
that's what's
cool.
happening. All of our staff is frantically and furiously getting ready for summer.
So next week, Friday the 8th from 2 to 6, summer reading kickoff party. You can sign up for the summer reading program beginning on Friday of this week, the first 20 hours during the summer. That's doable.
Oh, it's totally
eminently doable.
Yes.
Yes.
And so where we get the 20 hours from is there was a study done years ago that said that kids, if kids can read 20 minutes a day, that shows measurable progress. That combats what's known as the summer slide, which is the learning loss that takes place from the end of one school year to the beginning of the next.
Yep.
So we calculated that out of 20 minutes a day times however many hours or days of summer, give kids a couple days off here and there. That's how we get to 20
how
hours.
How much does it matter what people read in terms of stemming that slide?
It does not matter.
That's great.
You can read comic books. You could read a magazine. You could read the cereal box. You could read a fantasy novel. You could read Harry Potter over and over and over again.
I highly recommend it.
I don't. I mean, I do. So the great thing about librarians, I tell people this, if you meet a librarian who is judgmental about your reading taste, that person should not be a librarian. Librarians take this oath, we have this code that you read what you want to read. We do not judge people by their reading tastes. So whatever you read, also audiobooks count. Being read to counts, so you can sign up a pre-reader, read to your baby, and that counts for you and the baby. You could double dip. You could read to a kid, and you could count
and
those
count
hours,
it,
and you could
it.
Count the hours for that kid.
There you go. Is there an actual oath?
It's a secret
oath. Okay, good, good.
I'm probably going to get my librarian card taken overnight tonight because I even talked about the oath.
Oh, if it hasn't been taken already, you're safe for the rest of your life. All right, we're talking with Susan Brown, talking books. What are we going to talk about this week?
I don't know. What are we going to talk about?
Cool, cool. So I just went to the movies to see Solo. Over the weekend. I also just went to the movies over the weekend to see Deadpool 2 because we were a little bit busy the weekend that Deadpool came out getting married. So I got a ring. It's great. super fun. But we were all caught up on movies. But I was sort of reflecting on this and the fact that like superhero movies are just dominating this
year.
Between those two. And does Han Solo count as a superhero? He kind of does. He doesn't have like powers, but... Neither does Batman, technically.
Han Solo's a hero.
He's a super...
I think of Chewbacca as a superhero.
Oh, Chewbacca's a superhero, too. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I don't know
why. They're definitely heroes.
Yeah. There's not a bright line between superhero and not a superhero. He kind of skates over towards that.
Does he have superpowers? I think of a superhero as having to have superpowers.
But Batman doesn't have superpowers. He's just wealthy enough to buy cool things. And train. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's weird.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, it's hard to tell. But those two, Black Panther, obviously, to start the year, Avengers, Infinity War, with like all of the superheroes that didn't get covered in the other three movies and some that did. So let's talk superhero books.
Let's talk superhero books.
Cool.
Which is mostly going to be you talking superhero books.
Be
no, I'm kidding. I've got a few I've thought of in the last 30 minutes.
Okay, good.
But I also want to share something. So it's graduation season, right? And I mentioned next week I'm not going to be at the kickoff because my younger nephew in Virginia is graduating from high school. And I was not here like 2 or 3 weeks ago because my older nephew was graduating from college.
Right.
So we all went up. It's a major family event. And these two are great. They're 4 years apart. They're wonderful boys. And they're sitting there talking about, I don't know, one of them's talking about some class he took, and they're having this high-level intellectual conversation, to which I said to them, boys, just think, like, I can recall when, like, you were 3 and 7 and I would take you out for ice cream and we would spend hours talking about who would win in a fight, Spider-Man versus Superman. Yes. And here you are talking about, like, you know, demilitarization of blah-blah-blah country and the political implications mm-hmm. of it. So I said that to them, and they look at me, and they're now, you know, 18 and 22.
Right, right.
And they said, oh, Aunt Susie, we still talk about that all
oh,
the
no,
time.
Of course,
in fact,
yeah.
last night, we were talking about Superman versus Spider-Man. I was
Is
like,
that
okay.
battle still going on? Because Superman, right? Like, I mean, Spider-Man, I like Spider-Man better, but that doesn't mean he'd win.
So that's where we get to, right?
Gotcha.
I like Spider-Man better,
yes.
too, but I think ultimately Superman would win.
I'm pretty sure that Spider-Man's major power is just the ability to shoot easily flammable webs out of his...
And
Superman,
like,
has heat vision.
Swing around things. Didn't Spider-Man,
right?
like, wrap up a subway car in one of those movies?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, he did. And he stopped, like, a train in,
yes!
In Spider-Man 2. But that's really more of a defensive tool. I think if there's, like, a fight between you and you've got, like, webs that you shoot, like, that's your main ability is to shoot webs out of your... Like, your offensive... like fighting ability is to shoot webs out of your hand.
Can you shoot webs out of your hand,
Aaron? I can't. So okay. Spider-Man would beat me in a fight.
That's not a lengthy conversation.
Yeah. And I guess technically Superman does not have the ability to shoot webs out of his hand either, but he can heat vision the webs on fire. So I don't think he would have a hard time, but who knows?
Is there a book in here somewhere?
All right. So, okay. So, James Kakalios has written a book called The Physics of Superheroes, which is all about, like, not so much, I don't think it's necessarily, like, the battles between superheroes, but Superman has heat vision. Superman is faster than a speeding bullet. Like, how actually would that work in practice if a superhero really existed? Like, what would the physics be of them being able to do the things that they theoretically claim to do?
And somebody wrote a whole book about this?
Somebody wrote a whole book about this. James Kakalios is his name. It's called The Physics of Superheroes. The cover is, I think it's Captain America as Vitruvian Man from Leonardo da
yes.
Vinci. It's super fun.
That's
awesome.
So
that's my first recommendation.
Okay, so my first recommendation is what? Okay, we've been talking about Superman, and I want to recommend an author / artist, Gene Yang. So Gene Yang has done many, many of the newest Superman. And so I will preface this by saying I'm not the Marvel and what's the other one?
DC,
yeah. And the comics and the people and the tights.
Right.
And the powers and the Ultron. I don't know any of that stuff. I'm just not a super geeky fangirl on any of that.
I mean, you do know Ultron. That, I think, puts you in the top 50th percentile still, though.
I don't know what Ultron is.
Neither do I.
Okay.
I didn't see that movie.
So I go to see these movies, but I'm not super geeky into this.
Mm-hmm.
So just a preface. So Gene Yang is a wonderful author and writer and cartoonist, and he's a teacher. And he has done many of the more recent Superman comics. He does
okay.
the story arcs. I think he does the illustrations. He is fabulous. So many people know him from the Superman issues that he's done. But I want to recommend some of his other graphic novels. And the one that I want to recommend, which I may have talked about before, is Boxers and Saints. So these aren't superheroes, but mm-hmm. these are heroes from the annals of history. Boxers and Saints, it's a two-book collection, and it looks at, just a second, I got to bring it up because I want to make sure I've got, yes, there we go. It looks at the Boxer Rebellion, but from the perspective of each side. So one book
okay.
is about the Boxers from their point of view, and the other is about the Saints. So this is the whole story of the Western powers
yeah.
and the Chinese government and all of that infighting and rebellion. So it's a really interesting look at actual heroes from history from somebody who writes about superheroes, but it also gives the same story from two perspectives.
Okay.
Really, really, really good.
I like that. I'm going to jump off of that and recommend League of Extraordinary Gentlemen by Alan Moore, which is a great graphic novel series for people who love literature but don't necessarily get into comic books and want kind of an entry point. Alan Moore is probably arguably the greatest greatest graphic novelist of all time, certainly in the conversation. In terms of like the superhero genre in particular, and B, this is a series. It's very much a not a spoof, but like a take, like humorous homage. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for. Pastiche.
Pastiche.
Yes.
Yes, I was
going
to go there.
Yeah. One of those. On it's a riff on the superhero genre, but it's also a riff on all of these great. Famous heroes from literature. So Mina Harker from the Dracula series is one of the main characters, and Alan Quatermain and the Invisible Man, and all of these like great heroes from especially like 19th century British literature. But then the series goes on. They do a take on Harry Potter, which is really interesting. That's when the series kind of goes off the rails in a fun way.
They did a take on Harry Potter?
They did.
I didn't know that.
It came later, yeah.
Wow.
It's wild. It's really wild. Harry Potter is the bad guy. It's great. So if you love literature, you love those sort of 19th century hero novels like the Draculas and that, but you haven't really gotten into graphic novels, check out League of Extraordinary Gentlemen because you will have a lot of fun.
Awesome.
There you go.
Okay. Now I'm going to segue because I thought of a book to recommend, but also when you mentioned heroes, we'll have to devote a whole show to this. Currently, I think it started airing or maybe it's going to air soon. There's a PBS series out called The Great American Read. And it's like a 6-part series all about the reading culture of the U.S. They have this 100-book list that they're going to have people vote on, the most important book. So we were one of 50 libraries in the country to get a grant to do a series of programs with this PBS series. And they're all themed. And one of the programs is Heroes.
So
we're going to have several authors and speakers and community members. So remind me in the future, we'll do a whole show about The Great American Read and each of the themes.
Love it.
And I'm going to recommend a book. Ready?
All right.
A series of books. So this is back to in the vein of not being ashamed of your reading taste. Never make excuses for your reading taste. We don't judge your reading taste. I'm going to recommend a book that I would say most parents of boys and girls who are, I would say, maybe 3rd to 5th grade are going to know, and I'm just going to say we should go there and just lean in and love these books, The Adventures of Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants,
yes.
I have 2 boys, so Captain Underpants is a long-standing hero in our house. But Captain Underpants, it's a series of graphic novels for kids about George and Harold. And George and Harold are these 2 kind of class clowns. They're in, I don't know, like 3rd grade or something. And they create, in their spare time, this superhero named Captain Underpants.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, his arch enemies like Professor Poopy Pants.
Right.
And many others. And what happens is accidentally the superhero comes to life. Mm-hmm. So it's this crazy over-the-top thing. There's a lot of fart jokes. There's a lot of poop humor. There's all of that. But I love this series because if you have a kid who doesn't like to read or thinks that they don't like to read, you give them these books and they are just hooked. They are like, where's the next one? I love it. So I want to recommend one of my favorite heroes for the younger set, Captain Underpants. And unlike The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which I think was turned into a pretty bad movie.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. Captain Underpants was turned into a movie about
pretty
a year and a half
movie,
ago.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
We watched it several times. It was well done, which is rare. So I want to recommend Captain Underpants as a favorite superhero of the Brown family.
How many books are there in the series?
Oh, there's so many.
Is there like
there's
dozens
so,
or 10?
So
or
many. And it's often one of the ones we do our Banned Books Trading Card Project every fall. And every year we get some wonderful ones from kids.
Does
because,
Captain Underpants
oh,
get banned?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because of the poop
inappropriate humor. So I'm just going to name a few titles, okay?
Uh-huh.
I just checked there are a dozen of them.
Okay.
So it starts out, you know, The Adventures of Captain Underpants. Captain Underpants and the Attack of the Talking Toilets. It's okay.
Right.
Captain Underpants and the Invasion of the Incredibly Naughty Cafeteria Ladies from Outer Space and the Subsequent Assault of the Equally Evil Lunchroom Zombie Nerds. And then we get into the good ones.
Oh, good.
So Captain Underpants and the Perilous Plot of Professor Poopy Pants.
Right.
The Wrath of the Wicked Wedgie Woman.
Of course.
Captain Underpants and the Big Bad Battle of the Bionic Booger Boy. part one.
Part one.
The night of the nasty nostril nuggets. And then it goes on to purple potty people, the return of Tippy Tinkle Trousers, and more and more and more. Seriously, kids love these. They love them. They're hilarious. I mean, to a certain extent, you read one. You've read them all.
Yeah.
We order extra copies of these every summer because they're just so popular. So kids love them. We don't judge. He's a great superhero.
Awesome.
Captain Underpants.
And 20 minutes a day of that during the summer will get you a reward at the end.
That's what I can hear kids everywhere. But Mom, Susan Brown said I should read Professor Poopy Pants for 20 minutes
Son,
a day.
Son, Susan Brown says a lot of things.
That's right.
summer reading program starts on Friday. Kickoff party next Friday the 8th. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.